For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight from Hollywood, California, we bring you the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob New Season Hope telling you the wild Pepsodent may not make you live until you're 93. It'll always keep you in there chewing what comes naturally. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here we are starting our ninth term for Pepsodent. Ninth term. I use that expression to tease the Republicans. Oh, if they could only find a good piano player. And it's wonderful. Yes. And it's wonderful to be up here in front of a live audience. And I hope you proved me right. Yes, sir, I keep coming back every year. In fact, the only thing that comes back more than me is the meat shortage. I won't say there's a shortage of meat, but I saw a crowd in one market today, and the butcher was singing, "To Each His Bone." Sir, just think, 9 years with the same sponsor. 2 more years and I'll have enough tubes to finish my driveway. Instead of hair on my chest, I've got 50 tufts. I don't want to brag, but after 9 years, our show has become a national institution. In fact, they've just made a picture about it called The Big Sleep. The sponsor is very subtle, though. He doesn't say I lay eggs on the radio. He just refers to the program as Operation Shadro. A sponsor, that's a mother-in-law with options. And a lot of things have happened during the summer, I must tell you about. All the movie people are buying interest in ball clubs. I've got a 6th in Cleveland. Crosby's got a 4th in Pittsburgh. W.C. Fields has a 5th in Hollywood. W.C. Fields tried to buy the Detroit team. He thought it'd be a chance to see Tigers in the daytime. And Frank Sinatra's thinking of buying a big, strong baseball team. There's a difference, though. Bing and I are out for fun, and Frankie is serious. He's out for blood. Crosby bought the Pittsburgh Pirates, the things that guy won't do to get in free. And you heard how they got Crosby to buy the Pittsburgh Pirates. They told him they had buried treasure just back of second base. I think that's a joke. And I don't know whether Crosby's furnishing the horsehide for the balls or not, but it's the first time I ever saw baseballs with tails on them. Thank you very much. Say, I don't want to take up too much time myself in this spot because this is our opening show of the season, and there are a couple of your old favorites here whom I know you'll want to hear. Also, we have a couple of surprises for you. Everybody's a little nervous on the opening night, but that's show business, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing like it. And I think Irving Berlin put it right, the right way in his great show, Annie Get Your Gun, when he said,
"There's no business like show business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people, they don't run out of dough. Angels come from everywhere with lots of jack, and when you lose it, there's no attack. Where could you get money that you don't give back? Let's go on with the show."
I'll get it. Hello? Who? The sponsor?
He's listening.
Yes, sponsor. Yeah, I feel great. What's that? You are? You're going to give me half of the Pepsodent Company? Oh, that's great. Oh, on one condition? Oh, that I get off the air. Well, you figure if I get off the air, you can save the other half. Oh, well, don't worry, Sponce. We'll be in there. Yeah, but Sponce, Oh, you want to hear the real stars of the show? Yeah, but I'm all ready to do my boss. I have some... Look, Sponce.
Poor Miriam, neglected using Arium. Sore singing style had no win and smile.
Give me a little kiss, will ya? Huh?
Not me.
Get lost.
What's wrong?
Your smile.
So folks don't be like Miriam, use Arium.
No matter how many toothpastes you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to the new Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. Yes, there's a new Pepsodent toothpaste now with a cleaner, brighter taste. That means cleaner, brighter teeth. You see, new Pepsodent has twice as much Arium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient that only Pepsodent can give you. New Pepsodent with twice as much Arium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull, brings new brightness to your teeth. It cleans better between teeth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, too. No wonder more people than ever before are using Pepsodent today. So no matter what other brand you've tried, change now to new, improved Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. Try it. Taste it. Compare it. See how Pepsodent uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, neglected using Arium. Sore singing style had no win and smile.
Give me a little kiss, will ya? Huh?
At last.
You're mine.
Your teeth really shine. So folks just be like Miriam, use Arium.
Thank you very much. That's the Starlighters, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir, those are the five people, Pauline and her sons, the group that's going to help Wendell Niles, the head huckster for our sponsors, sell that ever-loving Arium this year. We want to start off by giving our sponsor a good break because, after all, he is our angel, and every show must have one. We have to keep him happy or I'll be back selling programs instead of having him. But it's all show business, and...
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce our young guest singer we met in Minneapolis on our tour this summer. A girl whom we predict will may soon have a star in her dressing room door, Miss Carol Richards of Minneapolis. And all that and talent, too. Oh, yes. Carol, how does it feel to be a Cinderella girl?
Oh, marvelous, Mr. Hope. And it's so wonderful having you for a fairy godmother.
Guess I should stop wearing those strapless polo shirts, huh? Well, that was really lovely, Carol. You have a beautiful voice. Where did you learn to sing like that?
In my hometown, Bob, Minneapolis. I was born there.
You were born in Minneapolis? That's funny. I died there. Of course, it was a supper show, but these folks want to hear about you, Carol, now that you're in Hollywood. How do you like it?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, Bob. But do you really have wolves at Hollywood and Vine?
Oh, don't be silly, child. Those guys you saw on All Fours were pedestrians. You know, Carol, I've always sort of connected Minneapolis with a lot of flour mills.
That's right, Bob. There's General Mills and Pillsbury and Washburn Crosby and...
Hold. What was the last?
Crosby. Washburn Crosby.
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that fellow will stop at nothing. Now he's baking his own bread.
Oh, you shouldn't talk that way about Mr. Crosby when he's going to be on your show next week.
Well, we have to keep him alive, Carol. He's pushing tubes, too, now, for Philco, and he'll be with us next Tuesday night from San Francisco.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Yes, sir. There's no people like show people like no people I know. One thing about show people, they'll never miss a show, Carol, no matter how fast nor how far they may have to travel. Wait. Look. What's that? Is it a man? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's Professor Colonna! Professor Colonna, you're incredible.
Amazing. I aimed for Hollywood.
Colonna, where have you been?
Well, I just flew in for Paris, Hope. Took me 3 months.
3 months to fly from Paris. Colonna, how come so long?
No plane.
You're looking well, Professor. Did you meet any big men in Europe?
Yes. I did Molotov a big favor at the Peace Conference. Mm-hmm. Sold him some neatfoot oil for squeaky shoes. Now we can walk out without waking everybody up.
Wonderful. Tell me, Professor, what's going on at the Peace Conference?
You don't know either?
Colonna, what makes you this way?
Well, it's a tragic story, Hope. When I was a mere lad, I lost my father.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Professor, but you didn't lose your mother?
No, luckily the dice got hot.
Colonna, there's no doubt about it. You're one of the leading citizens in the state of idiocy.
Well, thank you, Governor.
Professor, you weren't working this summer. I hear you were living off the fat of the land.
Sir, you are speaking of the woman I love. But you're wrong about the fat of the land, Hope. I just finished a successful vaudeville tour.
What kind of a vaudeville act did you do, Colonna?
Oh, mostly music, Hope. Popular and classical numbers. I played the unfinished symphony.
Why unfinished?
Petrillo.
Well, anyway, you're looking well after your tour, Professor.
Oh, yes. I drank fresh milk every day. I took along a cow and kept her in my hotel room.
Colonna, that's utterly preposterous. How could you ever get a cow into your hotel room?
We registered it as Mr. and Mrs. Oh.
Colonna, have your brains blown completely away?
It's possible, Hope. I've been standing in a wind for 9 years.
Colonna, why is that egg you call a head so scrambled?
Well, I better confess, Hope. I never told this to a soul before, but you see, I'm from an old vaudeville family, and I was born in a trunk.
Yeah, but that's nothing to be ashamed of, Colonna. Lots of our most famous actors were born in a trunk.
Going over Niagara Falls?
Yes. But I know one thing, Professor. You love vaudeville, don't you?
Do I? Business like show.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth are noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to the new Pepsodent toothpaste. Yes, there's a new improved Pepsodent now with a cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. You see, a new Pepsodent toothpaste contains twice as much Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. New Pepsodent toothpaste with twice as much Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull, uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Try it. Taste it. Compare it. No matter what other brands you've tried, change to new Pepsodent toothpaste, and in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, neglected using Irium, sourcing in style, had no wearing smile.
Give me a little kiss, will you, huh?
That's mine. You're mine.
Your teeth really shine. So, folks, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a boy who has really come to the front of show business, a young man with a fresh personality and a great new band, a new member of our weekly egg roll, Mr. Desi Arnaz, right here.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go shick-shicky-boom, shick-shicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes shick-shicky-boom, shick-shicky-boom. The señoritas, they sing, and how they swing with this rumbero is very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring, never a carol, singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete, and I'll teach you to tick-ticky-boom, tick-ticky-boom, tick-ticky-boom. See, señorita, I know that you will like the cheeky-boom tick, plus it's the dance of Latin romance. And Cuban Pete doesn't teach you in a hurry, like Arthur Murray. You're now in Havana, and there's always mañana. So, señorita, please, take it easy, do it with ease. And you love it when you do the check.
Checky, check, boom.
Checky, 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 boom.
The checky, boom.
With Cuban Pete.
Was Cuban Pete, sung by our new orchestra leader, Desi Arnaz, and played by his band, the Happy Havana Hotshot. Thanks.
Thank you, Senor Bob.
And gracias, amigos. Desi, just call me plain Bob, and never mind that cursing under your breath, if you don't mind. You don't mind. But that was swell, Desi. I understand you and your band made a big smash in New York this summer at the Copacabana, huh? Tell me, Desi, what were they saying about me back there?
What do you care, Mr. Hope? You live out here.
You know, I can always send you back to Cuba on the pickle boat, you know. Tommy Desi, you're the romantic Latin type. What is it about you that women are so crazy about?
It's a hope. I don't ask questions. I just enjoy myself.
Well, gee, Desi, I suppose you have a lot of different girls, huh?
Yes, but it is boring, you know. Every night out with a different girl. I'm just on a big merry-go-round.
You got any spare horses? I'm just kidding, Desi. After all, we got plenty of beautiful glamour girls right here in our show.
Yo-ho, Mr. Hart!
Well, Miss Vera Vague, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, honey. Miss Vague, well, I swan.
Yes, a little life boy wouldn't hurt either. Here I am, back at my old post.
Yes, I know, Miss Vague. Now quit pawing the floor.
Oh, goodness, Mr. Hope, when I think of myself being back here with you again, it's just like that beautiful song.
What song?
To Each His Goon.
Well, we've taken care of that tonight, haven't we? You look charming, and your hair looks so pretty now. How did you manage to keep it so curly, Miss Vague? Permanent?
And no, every 2 weeks I stick my finger in the wall socket. You haven't mentioned my new gown, Mr. Holmes. It fits like a glove, doesn't it?
It looks like one, too. Oh, tell me, Miss Vague, how do I look to you after all these months?
Oh, you look simply wonderful, Mr. Holmes. So big and strong. Look at those powerful shoulders. Whose are they?
They're mine. I bought them myself. And, Miss Vague, how do you like my tan?
Gracious, those lights are strong down at headquarters, aren't they?
Well, you ought to know, Sarge. What have you been doing all summer, Miss Vague?
I had a very busy summer, Miss Hope. I've been traveling around selling my cosmetics. I have a new brand. You remember my old brand?
Of course. In fact, I was the one who made the cowboys take off the rope and let you up.
Up here. You know, it's,
oh, foul.
It's so nice you're associated with the Indians now. That empty head of yours will make an excellent tom-tom.
I suppose, tell me, with your cosmetics, do you sell perfumes too?
Oh, my, yes, I handle the finest and rarest of all perfumes. It's called Eau de Beaujolais de la Nuit.
Eau de Beaujolais de la Nuit? Yes. What does that mean?
Essence of raised ox joints. You see, we specialize in perfume.
Oh, really? Well, what kinds do you have?
Well, we have three kinds. We have kissable, squeezable, and not so loud, Papa the Light Sleeper.
Well, do you sell a lot of perfumes, Miss Vague?
Yes, for all occasions. Now, you see, for an evening gown, we have Chanel No. 5.
Uh-huh.
For the girl who wears sport clothes, breath of springtime.
And what do you recommend for a midriff dress?
A little match to belly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Miss Vague, I want you to meet our new orchestra leader from South America, Desi Arnaz.
How do you do, Miss Vague?
Oh, hello.
Tell me, do you know Spanish?
Oh, sí. I have a working knowledge of the language.
A working knowledge? How many words?
What else do you need besides CP? Oh, you know, Desi, I'd love to practice being one of those sneaking senoritas that go around with a rose in their teeth.
Sounds like a good idea. Here's the rose, and here's your teeth.
Oh, dear. Oh, you sweet boy. You know, you're really hot tonight. You know, Mr. Hope, the more I listen to you, the more I think Truman muzzled the wrong man. Yeah. Hey. Well, tell me, is this your band, Mr. Arnaz?
Yes, I'd like you folks to meet him. This is the Brass Set.
Pardon me while I run out in the lobby and get back my dandruff.
And this is the rhythm section.
Sounds like Crosby with his piggy bank. Well, gang, I want to tell you, I'm sure we're going to have a great year. Now, while we're all here together, I'll have my legal expert, Professor Colonna, bring in the contracts, and you can all sign for the new season.
I'll be with you in a moment, Hope. I'm signing the sound man to his new contract. Wanted to read it.
Well, did you draw up the contracts, Professor?
Well, here they are in my briefcase.
Colonna, why are they written on flypaper?
I want the agreement to stick.
Well, quit stalling, Colonna. Read the contract.
Ah, yes. Here we are. Article 1, permit. To wit. Whereas Desi Arnaz, Vera Vague, Wendell Niles, parties of the first part, including, of course, a lovable little fellow with pop eyes and a big black mustache. Follow me, Hope?
Yes, but I refuse to whistle.
I will now read the part of your contract that mentioned your pay. Any questions? Now, folks, I'll pass off these simple little contracts and you sign them.
Just a minute, Professor. Where does it say how much pay we get?
Paragraph 6, page 174. I'll read it to you. Whereas to wit and ad valorem, it is agreed that the party of the first part should pay the party of the second part $100 for a week minus withholding, car fare, laundry, board, lodging, travel expenses, union dues, which will be deducted by the party of the first part from the party of the second part, plus all fees, demurrage, and gratuities, ipso facto and pro tem accruing therefrom. Or, to put it more simply, whatever happens, you lose.
Well, here are the contracts all ready for the signatures. But first, everybody must take the oath of allegiance. Please repeat after me. The Bob Hope Show is the best radio show on earth.
The Bob Hope Show is the best radio show on earth.
And if ever for a moment we doubt it, may we be boiled in oil. May we cross Hollywood Boulevard against the light.
May we cross Hollywood Boulevard against the light.
Or get stepped on by Sidney Green Street. Or breezed on by W.C. Fields. Now, once more, everybody, what do you think of Bob Hope? How do you like that? And after rehearsing all day. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're very happy to be back entertaining you again this year. We've got a swell gang, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm especially happy because I'm not just being paid in Pepsodent this year. I'm going to insist on money, too. I've got a clear conscience. Who's that?
I'm your conscience, Hope.
My conscience?
Thought you got rid of me that night you were with that blonde in Seattle, didn't you?
Why are you laughing at me?
Nobody else will.
Why, every time I open my mouth, people scream.
That's no place to carry your pet turtle.
Well, what about my pictures? I'm very big in pictures.
Stand sideways and nobody will notice it.
Well, I can get along okay in pictures. I've got something that'll keep me in pictures.
Yeah, but what if Crosby retires?
You traitor. I don't need to be funny. I can be a leading man. I've got as much profile as Ronald Coleman.
Yes, and with enough left over for Peter Lorre and laughing.
You're afraid to say that to my face. Where are you, anyway?
In your head.
Listen, this is silly. How can you live in my head?
Why not? It's the only place in town there's a vacancy. Goodbye.
Just a few words before we check out. Thank you very much. And first, to all you servicemen we met overseas, welcome back to our program. It's all part of the hardships you must expect in this post-war civilian life. Second, to you fellows in the hospital, don't forget this. You'll always have top priority in our services and our sentiments. And third, to you folks there at your radio, we'll do our best this year to give you the best show we've ever had on account of you're the best friends we've ever had in show business. Wish we had more time, but we're a little late. Goodbye.
This is Wendell Niles reminding you to change to Pepsodent, for Pepsodent and only Pepsodent contains Irium.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.